all right. It's always good. Afternoon's my best time.
Oh, happy days. That's the way to go. And Ian, I have to admit, I mean, first off, can you just tell us a little bit about the new project that you're working on?
Yeah, well, this thing that Sky Q are doing is I think it's almost like being at the game, because the idea is that you can record 4 programmes at once and watch something live, but also the high-definition quality of it means that it's almost like when you see mud coming up towards the screen, it's almost like the mud's coming into your face. And so the idea was that you're used to seeing that with Premier League or Championship or whatever, but we thought we'd have a go at recording filming a team that maybe aren't in the Champions League, but it'll look like they are. So that's what we've done. And they asked me to write a poem to accompany that. Because I always think that I like being at the game. I like being at any live game. But I think that actually, if you watch it on the telly and lean close in, and you've got IHD, then it feels like you're almost there. And in fact, you can get people, members of your family, to chuck mud at you to make it feel like you are actually there.
I was going to say, I follow non-league and I've covered a bit of Sunday League as well. Just for yourself, what was it like, you know, covering this? Because obviously the differences are there between the glitz and the glamour of the Premier League and then going down to Sunday League.
Yeah, and to be honest, what I like, both of them, to me, are about passion. They're both about excitement. You know, my grandson plays football, and it's just the same, isn't it? You go and watch any team, and whatever the team is, it's always going to be exciting. So you get excitement, you get passion, you get people kicking heck out of each other, but you also get skill. People often assume that when you go to so-called non-league, there's no skill, but of course there is. So the excitement for me was trying to capture that passion in a poem that was about a team that wasn't in the Champions League but still played as well as they could.
And Ian, I have to ask as well, I mean, how ingrained is football in Yorkshire's sort of cultural identity?
I think it is. I think that's the great thing about Yorkshire. I mean, cricket is there, rugby league is there, but somehow football seems to bring everybody together. So today, I went for my morning stroll and I met 3 people and I went to Paper Shop and every one of them was talking about the football. They were talking about the match that they'd had recently where Barnsley had played and not won. They talked about the time when Barnsley won at Wembley twice last season. Everybody talks about football. Football seems to bring together Yorkshire identity, partly because we like to win in Yorkshire, but also it's because we're also quite stoic about losing. We don't mind losing. And also, the great thing about football, as we know, is that every week there'll be another match. And that also, to me, reflects Yorkshire optimism. Because in Yorkshire, I always think we're very optimistic. So somehow, football can give us something to talk about. And as you know, you'll be sat on a bus or a train or in a cafe, and all you have to do is turn to somebody else and say, I thought they played well the other night. And it don't matter who you say. I thought they played well Saturday. It don't matter who you're talking about. Somebody else will reply. Somehow, football is a kind of currency that we can all spend and save and all talk about.
And that's the fantastic thing with football in Yorkshire. Just there's so many teams, isn't there? They're spread out throughout the whole region. You know, you go from the Premier League right down to Sunday League, non-league, football league in between. There's just so much variety for the people of Yorkshire.
There is, I think, and that is a great thing about it. I think that Yorkshire was one of the homes of football when it first started across in Lancashire. They did a tiny little bit as well, I believe, but that's the fact that you can be on a bus or a train, you can be going along, you can see magnificent stadiums like the ones in the Premier League and the Championship and League One and League Two. And you can also see people who look a bit like me playing Sunday morning football through a pair of posts that look like they've just been made out of Lego. You know, so that's the thing. Yeah, somehow football encapsulates what Yorkshire is because it's about excitement, because it's about endeavour, because it's about comedy, because it's about winning, because it's about people getting together. I always think that Yorkshire culturally has been built on collectivism, of people doing things together in whatever industry they worked in. And somehow football reflects that. I always think that.
And when talking about excitement as well, Erin, it doesn't get much better than Barnsley's season last season. I mean, I thought they might have been getting rid of Paul Heckingbottom when it came round to Christmas in the relegation zone, turning that around, getting promotion, getting to Wembley with the JPT as it was back then as well. It just about had everything last season for a Barnsley fan.
It was the most amazing season for me as a season ticket holder because, to be honest with you, halfway through the season, I turned to my daughter, who was also a season ticket holder, and said, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying this at all. And she said, neither am I, because we were being beaten every week. And then somehow, as you know, it turned around in some ways that we can't fathom. It was more or less the same team. We got Fletcher in from Man United. That seemed to help. But somehow, with more or less the same team, we started winning. We started winning people. We started beating people who should beat us. We started winning away, which is a rare thing for Barnsley. We got down to Wembley for the JPT, and that was the most amazing thing. This fella stood next to me, a typical Barnsley man who didn't show much emotion. But at the end of the game, he took his shirt off, big fat bloke, and he collapsed to the floor, and he started pounding the floor with his fist at Wembley. And he shouted, "Me dad," because his dad had taken him to the match and wasn't able to take him. Then he turned to me and he said, "Ian, can I embrace thee?" I went, "Aye, if thou wants." And so he did this fantastic Yorkshire embrace where he hardly touched me. And I said, "Look, you can hug me if you want." He said, "No, I'll just pat the hump back." And I thought that was great. That was, and so it was. It was the most emotional season last season. And it's exciting being in Championship, I can tell you. It's not going to be easy, as we know. But what I like about being a Barnsley fan is that it's never dull. You know, over the last few years, we've had relegations, we've had promotions, we've been to Wembley, we've been to Cardiff. And that is the great thing about every team in Yorkshire, that it's not dull for any of us, which I know for some teams it might be, not in Yorkshire, but for Yorkshire teams, it's never dull.
And I mean, when you look at last season, the twists and turns, one of them saw Lee Johnson actually leave the club, go to Bristol City, being replaced by Paul Heckingbottom. I mean, in terms of the Barnsley fans, I know Heckingbottom's history with the club, it really helped him. But just how good is it to see, you know, someone who means so much to the club already with a history with the club doing so well?
What was exciting for us was when they had a victory parade round town after we'd got promoted, and Heckingbottom spoke from the town hall steps in front of thousands of us. And he said the last time we did this was when we got promoted to Premier League in 1997, 98 we got promoted. And Heckingbottom said, "I was in that crowd then. I was a Barnsley fan. I've always been a Barnsley fan." And we sang back to him, "Paul Heckingbottom, he's one of our own." And that's the great thing. Here's somebody who's got Barnsley in their heart and saw us go to great heights at Wembley. And that'll help in this season, which isn't going to be easy. When we know that Heckingbottom has got Barnsley in his heart and his soul, that's really going to help, I think. So it's fantastic to see somebody who played for the club, who's worked at the club, who's got the club to the heights, and then carrying on. So, yes, we're hoping against hope, maybe, that this season will be all right.
And just looking at Barnsley now as well, because it does seem like there's a real good feel-good factor around the club, and that must resonate into Barnsley as well when the football team's doing so well.
I think it does. I think Barnsley at the moment is on the up and up, both in football terms and culturally. We know we've got fantastic museums, got a great new extension to the art gallery, and we've got a lovely theatre. And people say, "Well, what's that got to do with football?" But I think it has. You know, the market's being rebuilt. We're going to get a new library. And I think it all helps to make a town feel good. And if the football team's doing well, then it all helps. We all know that. We all know that when a football team is doing well, the town does well. And somehow, culturally, in a sporting way, and hopefully eventually economically, some of these towns in Yorkshire that have been neglected for many years will start doing well. I don't like that phrase, northern powerhouse, but I think that when football does well, it can help a town to become a kind of northern powerhouse.
When you're talking about culture, there's a couple of poets called the Free Yorkshire Tears who did a video for TV Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah.
It got nearly a million views. I mean, it just shows how strong the culture is within Yorkshire.
I think the Three Yorkshire Tears are fantastic. I think they're brilliant. Some of their videos, the parodies that they do of songs, are fantastic. There's a lot of poetry, there's a lot of art, there's a lot of dancing, there's a lot of singing, there's a lot of theatre happening in Yorkshire. And what I always like about, I like to compare theatre and poetry with football. And I always think, I wish every poem was as exciting as a football match. And I wish every play lasted as long as a football match. I've sat through many plays that are much longer than football matches, even with extra time. And I'd like to think that every play could be 45 minutes long with a cup of tea halfway through and then 45 minutes. Perhaps they turn the stage around like they turn the pitch around. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of, because people in Yorkshire like to make each other laugh and like to tell each other stories. And somehow football, because it's a story in itself, feeds in to that artistic and cultural end of Yorkshire.
And I've got to ask while you're on, John Stones has made the move to Manchester City, and it could mean Barnsley gain something in the region of £9 million. I mean, it's an incredible fee, isn't it, for the club to have?
It is, and I think, I mean, as you know, people often assume that when they get the £9 million, it means that a chap comes and knocks on the door at Oakwell with a bag full of £9 million coins. And, of course, that's not the case. You know, it takes a while for that money to filter through. when you go to the match, people are going, how are we going to spend this 9 million quid? And you go, well, you know, it'll dribble in. We're only going to get maybe, you know, sometimes get half a million to start with, then it dribbles in. But what I'd like us to do is say we did get 9 million quid. I would be very nervous if we bought one 9 million pound player who ran on and slipped in the Oakwell mud and broke his leg. I'd rather buy 18 half million pound players over a number of years, or maybe 9 1 million pound players, because our biggest signing ever is still Georgi Hristov back in 98. I think we paid 1 point something million for him. So it would be nice to be able to buy some players and also reward the players that we've got. So yeah, I think that 9 million is a fantastic windfall. And great for John Stones, who, you know, young lad from Barnsley, came up through Barnsley Academy, played very well for Barnsley, went to Everton, hopefully will do well for Man City. And that for all these people that we're talking about, playing on fields, makes them think, well, I could have a go at doing that. And that's the great thing about when a player from Yorkshire progresses and ends up doing so well. So, yeah, hopefully the 9 million quid. They might pay it to me, they might give it to me to write some points, but then again, they might not.
Well, Ian, I've just got to one final question as well. I've just got to ask, with Barnsley, obviously the glitz and glamour of the Premier League, as we were talking about before, we all know that it almost seems unachievable for some teams to do that now. We have seen a lack of Yorkshire teams up in the Premier League. Do you think that maybe one day Barnsley can get back up there again?
I'd like to think so. I mean, it's much harder than it was when we were up there in 98. But the great thing about football, as you know, is that you can dream about it. You can think, all right, I'm a non-league today. I'll be in the league tomorrow. I'll be in the Premier League the day after that. So, yes, I think one day we can. And I hope I live to see it. And what I'll do is I'll get on an HS2 train and go down to London in half an hour to watch us play in Arsenal.
You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. Ian, as always, an absolute pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Thanks a lot for joining us here on The Afternoons.
Thanks very much.